This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me today in the JPR studios, back after a couple of years, singer-songwriter Chris Orlowski. Chris, it is good to see you. Welcome back.
Yeah, thanks, man. It's so good to be here. It feels like a little bit of a homecoming, kind of being back.
And there is a heck of a lot to talk about in the last 2 years, because when you were here first, an EP had just come out with Andrew Jocelyn that was kind of an orchestral thing. Mm-hmm. You were still working a day gig as a tech company marketing guy, right?
Yep.
What was the name of the place that you worked?
Project Line Services. It's up in Seattle in the Smith, iconic Smith Tower.
Gotcha. And as I recall, these were folks that were very, very welcoming and understanding of your budding musical career at the time.
Oh, man, yeah.
You could take time off. You could go out and attempt to get gigs and play and stuff and time shift.
It was kind of like it kind of hit all the check boxes for me, because they were really they were community oriented. So they were always thinking about not only the people in the company, but how they could affect the community in a better way. They were really smart. They were really successful, and they really appreciated my well-balanced, you know, wanting to do music and wanting to do marketing. So it was just kind of like an ideal scenario. I don't think I'd be here if it wasn't for them. So,
and that all said, as of about a month ago, you quit your day job.
Yep. Finally. I mean, I've been wanting to for a while, and they kind of, I think the writing was on the wall with them. They wanted to see me succeed in music too, and they've been really supportive, but I finally was able to make the jump.
And you'd been with them, what, 9 or so years, right? Did you know 9 years ago that eventually you were going to be doing music?
I didn't for sure, but I that was like the goal for me. And so, you know, there's always that, you know, I'd like to say, yeah, 100% knew, but I didn't know for sure. I wanted it, and I thought I could get there. I actually was there 7.5 years and at another firm before that for about 2.5. Mm. So.
But you knew.
But I knew.
Or you hoped, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, I was pretty sure.
Chris's newest album is called Believer. ChrisOrlowski.com is the website. Full disclosure, since that visit back in 2013, Chris and I have actually chatted a fair bit, and and we had the very first copy of Believer.
Yeah, you guys broke the album.
It's fantastic. I love that. That needs to happen a lot more often. You have a band now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Believer is a much different sound and everything than that Pieces We Are EP that came out. Where did the guys come from that you have assembled? And tell me about the band.
Yeah, so originally when I came in here, I had like a trio, or maybe it was getting bigger than that, but it was still more an orchestral feel because we'd been working with Andrew Jocelyn a lot.
Right.
And so I kind of wanted to do the full band thing with 5 guys versus just the 3 guys I'd originally had, me and 2 other guys. So I brought in a couple guys I knew from various parts of the Seattle scene. Jonathan Warman, who came in with me last time on the guitar when we were with, you know, Sarah Watkins on that tour. Tori Anderson, who's kind of been with the band the longest and is who's still in the band, doing vocals, and a killer vocalist and great keys player. He's when you see us live, he's, I think, one of the standouts, because you just don't expect that voice to come out of him. It's pretty amazing. And then Greg Garcia is a drummer, also really involved with the music industry, books the Tractor Tavern up in Seattle. And then our bass player is the newest member. Matt Stratinsky is in another band called Van Epps as well. So all of the guys actually play in other bands for the most part. Like Tori's in this band called Pacific Gold. And just over time, we've kind of, you know, I like you. You're a really great musician. Let's play together. And then it kind of is just stuck. So,
Chris Orlowski is my guest live today in the JPR studios. His newest record that came out last April is called Believer. You can find information on Chris at chrisorlowski.com. That is chrisorlowski.com. What do you want to play first?
I heard a request for Carolina, so I think I'll do that one first.
Last call, numbing her recent brawl, hanging while the leaves fall, looking to escape. Strong force, hoping she will recourse, the minefield takes the lead horse, impatience in this place. And I know you will find it, when you can speak the truth, I know you will fight it till you can see the proof. She's going to Carolina, going until she finds it, leaning all the way. Oh, she's going to Carolina, going until she finds it, leaning all the way, leaning all the way. Passing rows of swinging cobs and tender green gold straws of pasture, feels like Canada and France. I don't know I'm right or if this is wrong. Is it too soon, too long to give it all away? And I know you will find it when you can speak the truth. And I know you will fight it till you can see the proof. She's going to Carolina, going until she finds it, leaning all the way. Oh, she's going to Carolina, going until she finds it, leaning all the way. Lean it all the way. Oh, 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 oh. And I know you will find it when you can speak the truth. And I know you will fight it till you can see the proof. She's gone to Carolina, going until she finds it, leaning all the way. Oh, I'm going to Carolina, going until I find her, leaning all the way, leaning all the way, leaning all the way. Oh,
that is Carolina, live here in the JPR studios. It's Chris Orlowski, a tune from his album called Believer. So there's got to be a story to this tune, Carolina. A guy out of Seattle doesn't just generally sing about Carolina.
Yeah.
Where did that tune come from?
It's interesting. I think I was going through, I don't really talk about the story behind this song very often either. Actually, I don't think I ever have. So I hope my girlfriend's not listening. No, but it kind of has to do with, I was getting out of one relationship. And that was really tough on me, and because she broke it off, and then was also getting into another one at this, you know, not at the same time. There was no crossover, but like during that period of like when we broke up and when I was starting to see somebody else, I wrote this song. So it's hard to say like where the inspiration came from besides just relationships, I'd say. That was about the time that I was writing that full-length record, and it was a pretty pivotal moment in my career. So I think there was this idea of being on a journey, and like Carolina was, you know, the destination, right? Just like kind of my excitement and motivation for getting to Carolina and being so focused on getting to that point. I think that's probably as much as I can really say about the song right now without
getting
in
trouble.
Yeah. Well, yeah, just without giving anything away. You know, it's kind of nice to leave a little bit of mystery for people to kind of make their own.
Yeah. Well, we're definitely in the digital age, but for those that have purchased a copy of this record, either on CD or on vinyl, there is a compelling photograph on the cover.
Oh, yeah.
Who is that? Where did that come from?
So I was looking for album art, and I wasn't sure exactly what I wanted. I knew that this is like one of the fun parts for me is like, since it's my name on the cover, like I kind of get to choose what it looks like. And I talked to the guys a little bit and they're like, why don't we have like a profile, like a person on the cover? The music's pretty authentic and genuine. Like it comes from a very authentic, genuine place. Why don't we kind of show that person, that personality that can show like a story and just with one person's picture. So I was looking everywhere and I came across this picture of a woman I'd never met, and she looks maybe of like maybe Indian descent. It's hard to say for sure, but it looked like kind of like a modern day Mona Lisa. I mean, granted, the woman on the front cover is beautiful, but that's not, I think that maybe grabs you at first, but then you look into it more and you're like, she's almost got like this half smirk on her face, and you're like, wait, what's going on here? There's definitely a story here, and I think that's kind of how we wanted to intro the album in some ways in a very like unique, creative, weird way. It was with this picture that makes you go, wait, what's going on here?
Right. And so you got permission to use the art.
Yeah.
But
oh yeah.
Did you also learn, the backstory of how that photograph came to be?
I didn't. I didn't want to know necessarily. I kind of wanted this to be a mystery. So I reached out to this woman named Anche. She's in Berlin. She's a photographer in Berlin. And she said, oh yeah, that's part of a triptych, which, I think I was telling you earlier, I didn't actually know what that meant, so I had to look it up. So a triptych is when you have three pictures and you put them all together into one picture, and that's kind of like the vibe of a triptych. But long story short, I talked to this woman, Anche, and she's a photographer in Berlin, and she basically said, you can use it for free. Like, this is just somebody I randomly shot.
Wow.
And, I won't charge you, just send me a CD in the mail.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, that's so cool. That's like what it's all about right there. It's amazing.
Chris Orlowski is my guest today live in the JPR studios. The new record that we are talking about is called Believer. ChrisOrlowski.com is the website. So Chris, we mentioned that about a month ago, you quit the day job, officially became a musician full time. Now making that leap, I would imagine there are certainly financial considerations to be thought about and a lot of planning. But not only did you make that leap for yourself, but now you've got a band to employ and travel around with. Does that make it a more difficult decision?
Yeah, that was kind of an interesting conversation I had with myself about like, okay, well, what's this going to look like for the band? And I think all the guys still have other jobs right now, but their other jobs are pretty flexible. And so we're able to kind of just do short tours, or it gives me an opportunity, since it is Chris Orlowski, the band, that I can go do a lot of solo stuff right now until we're to a place where we can do a lot of like more full band touring. The problem with touring is that it doesn't usually make money unless you're a really big band, and we're not quite there yet. We do really well in Seattle. We do pretty well in Portland and San Francisco and LA, but you got to be in like so many different markets doing really well for it to be like a full-time thing. So right now we're getting a lot more of our support, if we're thinking about it from like the business side anyway, just from placements and like sync licensing, that kind of stuff.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about that because you had a very big placement recently and an on-camera placement too.
Yeah.
But before we get there, why don't you play another tune for us?
Cool.
What do you want to do next?
I think I'll do the title track, Believer.
Only one you said was three, sullenly I guaranteed. Passing right in front of me, my Sunday greed. I'll be here until it's right, could be here till Sunday night. Holy rollers see me rise, eye for an eye. Stand tall, I'm a believer. Wishing for the words to carry on. One and one was all I'd known. Born along the straight and road. When the fever's taking hold, I'm feeling bold. Risking chance to take what's mine. Deviating from the line. Losing sight, losing time, I lose my mind. Stand tall, I'm a believer. Wishing for the words to carry on. Stand and fall, I'm a believer. Wishing for the words to carry on. Oh, and stand tall, I'm a believer. Wishing for the faith to carry on. Long call, I'm a believer. Wishing for the faith to carry on. All the words to carry on.
That is Believer. It's Chris Orlowski live here on Jefferson Public Radio. The title track from his new record, chrisorlowski.com, is the website. Shades of Damian Jurado on that version of that tune,
yeah.
Right? You actually spent some time working with him, mm-hmm. re-envisioning some of your tunes.
Yeah, he hit me up like through email right around the time the album was coming out. And I remember I was in an interview, and I'd just gotten an email from him, and I was like so stoked because I'm like a huge Damian Jurado fan. Like he's like the grandfather of folk music in Seattle. I mean, he's a big deal. And so when he was like, I want to work with you on these and these songs, I Fighting the War in particular, like, I love the song, but you did it all wrong. And I was like, oh. And, you know, he said it in a really nice way. Like, but, you know, I think that's just kind of his personality. Like, he's very blunt and, like, very honest with you. And I appreciate that.
And he hears things that other people don't hear.
Totally.
Right? Yeah.
Man, and it was so cool working with him on this. Just like, we ended up doing three songs in one night at a studio in Columbia City Theater. And I think one of the big things I took away is you don't always have to have a bridge in a song. Like, that version of Believer doesn't have a bridge, versus like the full length album version has a bridge.
And this now exists.
Yeah.
The Columbia City Theater Sessions.
Yep.
Four songs: Believer, Fighting the War, Winter, and then the album version is on the EP.
Mm-hmm.
In case you want to hear the original pre-Damian Jurado version of Believer, yeah. Right?
And it's actually an easy way to kind of get involved with our music too, because we're giving away for free on our website.
Well, just before the tune, you had referenced placements, which is kind of a hot word, hot term,
yeah,
these days. And I want to definitely talk about that. But let's talk about your publishing deal, because mm-hmm. this is also a very useful thing. It's sort of almost a support base to a degree for a singer-songwriter.
Yeah. It's crazy to think that 2 years ago was like about the first time we got our own placement. And it was on Grey's Anatomy. This woman reached out to me, Casey Truman, we had sent her the orchestral EP just through the mail, through snail mail, didn't know her at all. And she actually opened it, listened to it, liked it, and placed it. I was actually private practice, but then later she placed it on Grey's Anatomy, and she kind of connected us with this publishing company and said, these guys are great, you should sign them. And we ended up signing a deal with songs.
And so awesome. How does this work?
Basically, the publishing / licensing company, because they do both for us, they're pitching our songs all the time. They make a deal with us. Every song that you're recording during the deal that we make with you is essentially yours and ours. Like, we own part of it, you own part of it. And that way we both make money and we're both incentivized to write great, you know, to have great songs and be pitching them. And so we had like a 2-record deal for this first publishing deal with them, where they got they got to pitch the whole back catalog plus Believer, which just came out. So it was cool for them and it was cool for us because some of those songs hadn't been pitched in the past, you know. Wow. And then Believer was like just kind of freshly hit. So it took us about 6 months for the deal to go through. And then February of last year, about a year ago, I signed. And ever since then, I've been like, you know, writing songs for TV and film that they're going to pitch for specific shows, or I'll get a pitch to write, do a cover song for Grey's Anatomy or something like that. And it's cool. It's really cool to like see that as in like another way for me to survive as a musician.
Yeah, so. That's great. Congratulations on
Thanks,
that.
Thanks, man.
One placement I want to ask you about specifically, and I have to admit, I've never seen the show, didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
Heart of Dixie.
Yeah.
Not only placement of a song of yours, placement of you.
Yeah, it was wild.
You were on camera?
Mm-hmm. We got the call right after we got off of our tour at Jamestown Revival this summer.
And what they is said, this show? I don't know it at all.
It's on the CW. It's a show about Rachel Bilson, basically, is a doctor, and she goes to Bluebell is the name of the town. She goes to Bluebell and kind of starts her shop, her doctor's
all right.
doctor work, and just like it's basically like kind of like a soap opera, a sitcom, where like all the troubles and tribulations she goes through in this small town USA, you know, okay. in the South. I think it's a guilty pleasure for a lot of people. They won't admit it because, you know, it's silly, but it's, you know, it's pretty entertaining. So, I haven't watched it a bunch, but like, you know, I got to meet the cast and I've got like mad respect for them. It's awesome.
So I can understand the placement of your song,
yeah.
but how did you end up on the show?
Oh, so Chop Shop Music, they'd placed our song in a couple, they're a music supervision company, they placed our song in a couple of shows and they're big fans of us. And so they said, this thing came up with Heart of Dixie. We heard you guys are actually going to be in town that week. Do you want to come in and be on the show? And we're like, what? What are you talking about? And so they ended up placing two of our songs in the show and we got to like be there with the cast playing. It was bonkers. Lumineers have done it. Head and the Heart's done it. And I think right when those guys had done it, their careers kind of blew up. So we're hoping that happens to us.
So is it was it the kind of thing where you have a cameo in an episode or is
yeah.
it actual showcase at the end of the show?
No, like we're in the episode in the background playing.
Right on.
And they offered us this thing where they gave us a little bit less for the placement and then we get to feature our music in a little like text at the end. And that was really cool to see our song on TV, like with the album cover and our name. It's just like, whoa, this is bizarre.
There used to be this thing called MTV, and it would do that all the
time. I know.
Time.
I know, man. It's such a shame. MTV just went down there.
So you were already working on another album.
Uh-huh.
You also spent a little bit of time and got in the holiday spirit this year.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
wrote an original holiday tune.
Yep.
Congratulations on writing one that wasn't awful.
Yeah, thank you.
A lot of them are not so good sometimes, but yours was actually quite nice. We played it a lot.
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks for playing it.
Yeah, and so tell me about the new album. You have crafted the songs already, or most of them?
I'm about halfway done writing the record, and I'm just going to keep writing and keep writing until we're about to go in the studio, but we road tested a couple on this West Coast run we did earlier this month, or last month, actually, and one of them's called Falling Apart. I'm kind of giving away a couple song names here. And Winter, which is already kind of on the EP we did with Damien, just but really stripped down. This would be a full band version. Those are two songs we tested, and they're sounding really great. And I've already heard from our publishing company. They really like them, and they want us to demo them. So that's kind of the background awesome. You hear, like, that you don't, maybe didn't, you don't hear about as a listener, like what's happening behind the scenes. So we're going to demo those out, and we're starting to demo out some other tracks. And I'm still writing a lot. Writing an album is just such a freaking beast. Like, there's just so much to think about. And at the end of the day, these songs all need to mean something to me. I can't just write to like get something on the album. It's got to be more than that. So it takes a lot of time.
Yeah. Well, when that thing's ready, will you come back and visit us again?
Definitely.
Yeah, cool.
This will be one of the first places I come to.
Right on. Well, yeah. I want to hear another song, but there is one slightly more serious thing I want to just touch base on before I have you play the tune, which is that... your buddy Andrew Joslin, who was the co-writer of this EP that you were playing songs from when you were here a couple of years ago.
He's awesome.
Not that long after you were here, if I recall, his house burned down.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
How are things coming around for him? I know that you had, you know, put the word out to a lot of people mm-hmm. of, hey, please contribute, do what you can to help him out.
Yeah, they were able to raise some good money that way, but it's not necessarily enough. He lost basically everything but his violin.
Oh, man.
Even his cat died, which is so sad, in the house. It's just like... the worst way for your animal to go when you're gone
yeah.
and like trapped in a house. It was so sad. I think he's got a PayPal link where you can help out. It's just really sad when you see somebody who's, you know, toured the world with Macklemore, who's, you know, toured with Dave Bazan, who's recorded some really epic, beautiful music, to kind of see their life just in shambles a little bit. I mean, he's handling it so well, but it's just sad. It's so sad.
Yeah.
So.
Well, Chris, it has been nice to see you again.
Yeah, you too,
Thanks
Eric.
For coming and visiting. Chris Orlowski is my guest today in the studio. The new record is called Believer. ChrisOrlowski.com is the web address. What do you want to finish with today?
Stone by Stone, I think I want to finish with.
And I won't stop trying now. And I can't start lying now. 'Cause I'm sacred in my vows. To see this through, let me hold you, swing you round, pack our bags and leave this town. But I'm scared of missing out, of missing you. But stone by stone, we're tumbling. Inch by inch, it's humbling. Fooled by the world untangling. Yeah, leaving me whole again. Grace has found me through this friend, and her lips and scent I swim. Shallow line and faded light, I see again. In this world I seek to find all the ways to lose my mind. Now I'm home, I'm feeling fine, we'll see again. Stone by stone we're tumbling. Inch by inch it's humbling. Fooled by the world untangling. You're leaving me whole again. Ooh, 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 ooh. Can't see the truth, the truth. And I won't stop trying now. I can't start lying now, 'cause I'm sacred in my vows to see this through.
That is Chris Orlowski live here on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Believer. Information online at chrisorlowski.com. Chris, thanks again for coming by.
Thanks, Eric.